Forces World connected.
This is
BFBS,
the Forces Station. Armed Forces Day.
The national event took place in Aldershot today. What a fabulous day it was. And let's catch up with Joe now, see what he was getting up to today.
Yeah, it's Joe at Aldershot for this year's Armed Forces Day. The home of the British Army is hosting so many people today. And some of those are people I suspect with the finer voices of the community we've got here. Who have I got in front of me?
Hi, I'm Annie Crawford and I'm from Lynham.
And I'm Angeline Bowser and I'm from Warminster.
And you are members of the Military Wives Choir. What is the plan today? I hear we're going to get a performance a bit later on this afternoon.
Oh, you're in for a treat. The ladies, 25 ladies, are going to be singing for us all to enjoy.
Oh, brilliant. So give us a little flavour. What can we expect to hear?
Well, a little bit of Vera Lynn, For Good, A Thousand Years, and our good old favourite, Stronger Together. It's one of our themes along with Sing.
Oh, amazing. It's really nice because you see so many different Military Wives Choirs in so many different places around the world. I mean, whereabouts have you guys been with this group?
Well, I've been in two choirs in Germany. I've been in London, Nottingham, Devon, Wiltshire, now all over.
Definitely started with the glamorous ones, didn't you? And then just ended up in England. How about yourself?
I've actually stayed in Warminster, so I am one of the OGs from 14 years ago, one of the originals that started up in Warminster. And I've stayed with them, but I've had the pleasure of working across the network of the 72 plus choirs now.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Why does this mean so much to you guys? What's the kind of community all about?
It's just a phenomenal group of women, not just wives, but mums, grandparents, daughters, sisters, and people who work with the military. And it's just getting that community. It's having that connection with people. It's not just about the singing. It's about coming together, meeting, making friends. What's great today is that I've come here and I've met people that I was posted with in Nottingham. I've met people from North London, all over. And you come back together and catch up, and it's just that group of women is phenomenal.
So just to finish off, for anyone listening to this who maybe is posted somewhere, who is, you know, with their partner in a location, why should they look up their local Military Wives Choir?
Oh, it's definite. You don't know a lot of people when you do move. So when you go into a different area or posting, you may not know absolutely anybody. Like, I didn't know anybody in Warminster. I walked into the Military Wives Choir and I came up with 40 new friends that day. And now I've got a support network that have seen me through everything, conflicts, family issues, education, children issues. It's just a great, phenomenal experience.
Lovely stuff. Listen, we've been trying to do this all day, but I think this might be the perfect place because I know I've got ladies with good voices in them. Could we get a very harmonious and loud "Come on, England"? Because this will go out just before the football tonight. Are you ready?
Come on, England!
Ladies, thank you so much.
Love it. Thank you very much, Joe, with the Military Wives Choir there at Aldershot. Armed Forces Day today. There is another day of it all tomorrow at Queen's Avenue Playing Fields in Aldershot. If you're in the local area, they've got more of a community day feel to it. There'll still be military involvement, but it's going to be a fabulous day. Veterans breakfast and also drumhead service as well on the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight Flypast 2. Now, if you've got to go, if you want to go tomorrow in Aldershot, you do need to get tickets. They are free, the tickets, but you need tickets to get in, plus ID. For security reasons, just go online to rushmore.gov.uk, click on the Armed Forces Day page, and all the info's on there.
BFBS,
the Forces Station. Armed Forces Day.
Party long.
BFBS, the Forces Station. 2026 World Cup.
Oh, it's totally bonkers, isn't it, really? Today, Armed Forces Day, and we're building up.